Hello everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So today we are talking about an apostle. Her name is Apostle Monique Hall. She was a guest preacher at a church, I believe in Atlanta. And that pastor of the church was Danielle Williams McCord. And unfortunately, at this particular service, she was not going to be able to be there because she had to go preach out of state. So she asked Apostle Monique Hall to preach for her. Now, this is where the problem lies. There's a video that has gone viral where she was talking about how the musicians don't play. Now, this particular musician, which is a drummer, he's 17 years old. And she literally embarrassed him and called herself rebuking him, saying that he was not playing and that he had 48 hours to so-called repent. Now, when you look at the video and you listen to how she sounded, it literally sounded like she was speaking word curses over the drummer. Mind you, again, this drummer is only 17 years old. Now, the drummer ended up getting up and he basically walked away, which technically I don't blame him, because had it been any other drummer, somebody would have cussed her out. Let's really be honest. The way she spoke to that drummer, if she was to speak to somebody else in the manner that she spoke to that drummer, somebody would have cussed her out. Now, the problem I have is that after all of the speeches that she made, it was the people sitting in the pews that really got me, because the whole entire time that she was speaking, and they was agreeing to everything that she said, even though she was 100% wrong for what she said and how she said it. Now, when you think about it, the way she spoke to that drummer and the way it sounded like word curses, you would think that she was a witch, not an apostle. Because only witches spew out word curses. And that's what she has been labeled on the internet. She has been labeled as a witch because by the way she spoke, it sounded like she was sending out word curses. Now, there was an interview that I was watching, the Larry Reed Live Show, and he actually interviewed the drummer and his father. Now, his father is an apostle in New York City, and he was saying how he raised his son and how he trained his son to be a drummer. He trained both of his sons. Now, the thing that got me with his story was that he said that a lot of people have labeled him a warlock. There was a prophetess that actually spoke word curses over him, and he ended up losing his daughter. And so for him, it's like it's been an ongoing thing for people to speak word curses. And a lot of times he was also being attacked because he was speaking against witchcraft. And you know, when you're speaking against things, people don't like that. And so, and I think it was a nice gesture of what Larry Reed did. He asked people to donate $12 to the drummer, the 17-year-old drummer. But the drummer had to wait 48 hours. And the reason why he said 48 hours is just to allow people who are moved and want to give to send cash apps. And I guess within 48 hours, I guess it will stop. But then after that, he said he would have to give 2.5% of the money to his father, due to the fact that his father is his covering or his pastor. Now this is the thing. The other thing that that father said that struck me. He also said that he was spiritually attacked. Now I don't. I know there's a lot of people that don't understand. But if you are very sensitive to the spirit, if you can feel and you can see things in the spirit, you can tell when you're being spiritually attacked. There is a thing of being spiritually attacked. There is a thing of being spiritually assaulted. There is a thing of being spiritually raped. That has happened to me. So he was saying that, you know, he has gone through that. And, you know, that let me understand what type of ministry that he has. You know, his ministry is a ministry where he literally, basically comes against every false thing that is spoken. Now, unfortunately, people like this woman, Apostle Monique Hall, a lot of people would label her a false prophet, but unfortunately, she's still a prophet. She's still a prophet, though. Now, do we agree with what she said? No, of course not. She was 100% wrong for what she said and how she did it. She was 100% wrong. And then she did it in a church that's not even hers. Which really, it doesn't matter, but I'm just saying, the church did not even belong to her. She was just a guest speaker in that church. And for her to embarrass that drummer like that, you know, she was wrong. But I want to say this, I do commend that drummer, because when he was interviewed by Larry Reed, Larry Reed asked him how did he feel when she did what she, when she said what she said. And he said that, you know, he kept it professional and he kept it respectful, because that's what his father taught him to do. He did not want to be disrespectful, even though he could have. But, you know, him being a 17-year-old, I can see him being very respectful, even though he felt some type of way. And he did feel some type of way, and he did feel like he wanted to react, but at the same time, he kept it professional and he kept it respectful. And I definitely commend him for that, because not many people I know would do that. They would not do that at all. But what I want to say is this, and this is to the people in the pews. Y'all need to stop being afraid of speaking up and stop agreeing to everything that you hear. Because a lot of things that you be hearing sometimes be wrong, and you are agreeing to the stuff. And what happens is it makes you look a certain way. You are part of the problem as well, because you do not put an end or put a stop to what is going on. It's like y'all are so afraid to speak up. Y'all are afraid to speak up, and y'all should never be afraid to speak up, especially when a leader is wrong. I don't care who the leader is. A leader is not, the leader is not without reproach. Which means a leader can still be corrected. It doesn't matter by who. A leader can still be corrected when they are wrong. And at this particular moment, Apostle Monique Hall should have been corrected by either the people in the pews or the other pastors that might have been in that church. But for people who sat up there and did not do anything, did not say anything, y'all are just as wrong as she is. And I know some people may not agree with me, but y'all are just as wrong as she is, because y'all did nothing to stop her. Y'all didn't say nothing. Y'all just let it go on. And here, this is a 17-year-old kid. He's still a teenager. He's not even an adult. But I want to commend his father because his father taught him well. His father taught him well. His father has raised both his children while he was raising his third until he lost her. And I send my condolences to the loss of his daughter. But he, as being a single father, raised his children to be respectful kids or respectful adults. He raised his kids to know who God is. They know who God is. And I really feel bad that this has happened to his son. His son did not deserve any of this. He didn't deserve any of it. I'm gonna need for the church to do better than what they're doing, because it seems like the church is just not changing at all. The people in the pews, instead of agreeing to everything you hear, knowing that sometimes the things you hear are wrong, y'all need to stand up and stop agreeing to everything. Stand up for what is right. Stop acting like you're scared to speak up. Because you look crazy agreeing to stuff that is wrong. And you know deep down inside is wrong. And what Apostle Monique Hall did was not of God. God was not in any of that. God wasn't in any of that. So, you know, like again, the people in the pews need to stand up. There's nothing wrong with you speaking up. Just do it respectfully. But all of this stuff right here needs to stop. That's not an open rebuke. That boy didn't do nothing wrong. He didn't do nothing wrong. She the wrong one. And I don't know why it took days for her to realize that she was wrong. If anything, there should have been a conviction in her spirit for what she did. Because if there was a conviction in her spirit, then she would have known that she was wrong for what she did, and they would have moved her to apologize right then and there. But apparently, I guess it took her days to figure out that she was wrong. But I'm glad, and I'm going to talk about that in my next recording. Yeah, I guess it had to take people to let her know that she was wrong. But anyway, I'm going to stop it right here. Again, for the people in the pews, y'all need to stand up and speak up for what's right. And stop agreeing to everything that you hear. Because not everything that you hear is right. And that's my message for this broadcast. Stand up and speak up for what's right. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you in my next broadcast, because I've got so much to talk about. So bye for now.